Well, this morning we're in Psalm 144. It's a David psalm. It's his, but it doesn't just apply to him. It applies to all of us if we're in Christ. It goes on and gives some attributes of God. David's talking about how great God is and what he means to him. And I'm sure that as I rehearse some of these things, you'll know that God has been that to you, either is or in the past, or you know he's going to be that to you in the future. God is the bedrock. He's your castle. He's David's rescuing knight. How many of you ever experienced God as your rescuing knight? Has he rescued you from anything? Yes, everybody in this room, put your hand up. He took you out of the world and brought you into the kingdom of God. Right. Yeah, he's rescued you, hasn't he, Carrie Ann? Yeah, amen. Me too. Tammy, has he rescued you? Once or twice, huh? A lot of times, amen. He's the high crag that we run to when we're in trouble. David did that often. He ran to God, a high crag that he could run and hide under the shadow of the Almighty. Then it goes on to say some things that God does. He causes volcanoes and lightnings. He was a savior to David, a rescuer. God gives us in our lives, as he gave David, great harvest and great flocks. Well, we can put that down to businesses and things that we do today. God has given favor and employment for many of us at different times in our lives, but he's also there when we go through the hard, maybe the slimmer times financially. But God is always there to protect us or comfort us as we go through things. Sometimes we don't have what we want or would like to have because he's trying to do a work in us. And financially, as far as kingdom theology goes, maybe that financial time of hardship or hardness really works wonders for us in our spiritual time with him, or as we go through hard things on our jobs or at our employment. There's hard times, but it causes us to run to him, and we grow immeasurably. Sometimes during the hard times, I think we grow better than when things are going just great. Everything's going great and we kind of ignore God or take him for granted, fall into the rut of taking him for granted. We don't need to do that. Tears came to my eyes as I heard Harriet tell her story this morning, and what joy those two people who have not been given the full plate in life, all the faculties to make them function normally. But yet, what a blessing already they've been to her, and she's seen the miracle of God work. And she said, you feel like you're surrounded with love. That's precious. That's absolutely precious. We have a young family in Pullman who had a baby with Down syndrome, and I don't know, he has something else too. Anyway, he's now 21 years old, and his parents just built a beautiful home in the Palouse for him, and Kevin sent me pictures of their home, and they told the story as you go through this series of pictures, you know, from the groundbreaking right on through. But they built it for him. He has a therapy room, and they have a little small swim pool inside the house where they can do all the exercises with him. And it takes the mother and father, because he's 21, he doesn't move by himself at all. They have to carry him. He still is diapered, etc. You'd think that they'd just be worn out and wish it was over. And they talk so beautifully about caring for him and what a blessing he has been in their family. Yeah, and it's precious. So some of those hard times is when we really get closer to God. And certainly Daryl and Lily are as close to God as anybody I know. Lily is an absolute saint, totally. And her husband stands beside her and supports her all the way as she is the main or primary caretaker for the child. Anyway, so God is all these things, bedrock, our castle, our knight. And then it goes on to say that how blessed the people who have all of this, how blessed the people who have God for God. Yeah. Matthew Henry says about this psalm, this is kind of interesting. During the middle of the song, it also talks about David takes up worship and he sings a new song to the Lord because he feels so secure in his presence. He just bursts out with song right in the middle of the psalm. And Matthew Henry says, and in proportion as we do not adhere to the worship and service of God, we cease to be happy people. How interesting. He takes the other side of the psalm. If you're not happy, maybe it's because you're not giving God the credit. Maybe you're not in full worship of Him, and then we cease to be happy people. The subjects of the Savior, the Son of David, share the blessings of His authority and victories and are happy because they have the Lord for their God. Amen. Let's stand and let's say this verse together from the Message Bible. How blessed the people who have all of this. How blessed the people who have God for, and it's for their God, isn't it, huh? Turn to someone right now and say, I am so happy and blessed because God is my God.
So happy and blessed because God is my God. So happy and blessed because God
Amen.
Is my God.
Amen. Me
so
too.
So happy and blessed.
So you are blessed. What have you just said in saying you are blessed? You've been made happy or prosperous. You are happy and blessed in worldly affairs, and you are enjoying spiritual happiness and the favor of God, enjoying heavenly felicity. I love that. Yes, amen, amen, amen. Amen. We are enjoying the joy of heaven as amen. We come together and gather as a blessed people. So
That's
I will
right.
say, I was glad when they said unto me,
me too.
Let us go into the house of the Lord.
Sounds good to me.
Great.